Hello, kids. I want you all to know I, like, totally support you not getting killed by some wacko shooter. It's just unbelievable some nutso kid was able to buy an assault rifle 100% legally. But Donald J. Trump is not afraid of the NRA. We're going to raise the age you can buy those big guns to 21. Am I right? And let me tell you, we're going to have background checks that will make your head spin. We'll take the guns away from the crazies, then worry about the court stuff later. Hell, we might even bring back the assault weapons ban. I love the kids so much.
We interrupt this broadcast while the president meets with the NRA's Wayne LaFiere and Chris Cox.
Okay, where were we? Like I said, I would have rushed in there even without a gun, believe me. Blam, blam, blam. We're going to train and arm those incredible, incredible teachers to be very adept at shooting shooters who are shooting at them. Am I right? Raising the age to buy a big gun is not going to happen, kids. Just not enough support. Background checks, we're good there, too. We can pass a law to make sure laws we already passed are, like, followed, if you want. Everything else is up to Betsy DeVos. She'll study school safety and all that stuff. That's it. Now all you kids, get off my lawn! Guns are beautiful. Wayne and Chris are great American patriots. You're all safe again. Now go home, for Christ's sakes.
Politicians who were attacked by Laura Ingraham, and they never eked out an apology from her.
No, that's right. John Heilman talked a minute ago about fear. And we think about politics today. We think particularly about the Republican majority and America's greatest scared rabbit, Paul Ryan. And we look at all these Republican members that are scared to death of Fox News, of Laura Ingraham, of Rush Limbaugh. And what you see in this young man is a quality of character, fearlessness. And maybe that happens after you've been downrange of an AR-15 that kills your classmates and comes close to killing you. You lose all fear. This kid's not scared. He's not scared of the NRA. He's not intimidated and scared by Laura Ingraham. Laura Ingraham huffs and puffs, and you have half the Republican Party hiding under the table. Half of them are hiding under their bed. They're so scared. So timid, so skittish. Not these kids, though. And I think that it's going to be definitional to the political debate that we see play out between, you know, November of 2018, when I think Trumpism will be roundly repudiated, in the next presidential election in 2020. But that is such a contrast, these kids, to the elected officials in the Republican Party.
Estimating that about 1,000 people will be here. They will also be selling these $2 wristbands. These wristbands will be sold, and the profits will go to those victims, families of the Parkland shooting. Now, I want to introduce you to someone that I've been talking to out here. Her name is Victoria. Victoria, how are you, ma'am?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing very well, excuse me. Tell me, why was it so important for you to be out here today?
Well, I'm a student in the public health school going for my master's in public health, and this is just a huge public health crisis that we have here. Not just gun violence and mass shootings, but you look at the level of suicide that we have in this country and domestic violence problems that we have resulting in homicides with guns and things like that, and I just knew that I had to come out here and help, you know, push this forward.
Well, thank you so much for giving me your time. Steve Tisha, just over here by the stage, on the left-hand side, you're going to have speakers, the survivors from the Parkland, Florida shooting. They're sitting up there now. And then on the other side, you're going to see these empty seats with flowers on the seats. Those are for all of the victims of gun violence. Some of those victims include the victims of the Parkland school shooting, as well as the three Muslim students that were killed here in the Triangle. These students here, they are asking for a ban on assault-style weapons. They're asking for a ban on bump stocks and more universal background checks. This rally hasn't started yet, but it's set to start very soon. We'll have... These students here, they are asking for a ban on assault-style weapons. They're asking for a ban on bump stocks and more universal background checks. This rally hasn't started yet, but it's set to start very soon.
There were more than 80 800 protests on Saturday urging lawmakers to pass gun control. In Washington, D.C. alone, organizers say up to 800,000 people took part in the March for Our Lives, which was organized by students who survived the February 14th shooting massacre at the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. In New York, another 150,000 people took to the streets. 85,000 rallied in Chicago, 55,000 marched in Los Angeles. Tens of thousands also rallied in Atlanta and Pittsburgh, and 20,000 people gathered in Parkland, Florida. Demands from the students include a ban on semi-automatic weapons that fire high-velocity rounds, a ban on accessories that simulate automatic weapons, the establishment of a database of gun sales and universal background checks, the closing of gun show and secondhand sales loopholes, to allow the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, to make recommendations for gun reform and raise the firearm purchase age to 21, and to change privacy laws to let mental health care providers communicate with law enforcement. Well, today we are voices from Saturday's March for Our Lives in Washington, D.C. Speakers at the march included survivors of the Parkland, Florida shooting, as well as young people from around the country who've been impacted by gun violence.
Jamie Guttenberg, Chris Hickson, Luke Hoyer, Kara Lochran, Gina Montold, Joaquin Oliver, Helena Petty, Meadow Pollock, Helena Ramsey, Alex Schachter, Carmen Shentrop, Peter Wang, and Nicholas Warren all lost their lives in less than 7 minutes. And I saved Nicholas for the end because today is Nicholas's birthday. Nicholas, we are all here for you. Churches, nightclubs, movie theaters, and on the streets. But we, the people, can fix this. For the first time in a long while, I look forward 10 years and I feel hope. I see light. I see a system I'll be proud of. But it all starts with you. The march is not the climax of this movement, it is the beginning. It is the springboard off of which my generation and all who stand with us will jump into a safer future. Today is a bad day for tyranny and corruption. We'll be right back.
assault style weapons. They're asking for advanced background checks.
Kid's not scared. He's not scared of the NRA. He's not intimidated. He's scared by Roy Ingram. Roy Ingram huffs and puffs, and you have half the Republican parties hiding under the table. Half of them are hiding under their bed. They're so scared, so timid, so skittish. Not these kids, though.
Weapons. They're asking for a ban on bump stocks and more universal background checks.
WCOM LPFM Chapel Carborough. This is Dr. Furious, Fierce George Show. I'm in here with DJ Eddie Abbey. The show may be offensive to some members in our listening audience, so listener discretion is advised. Big fist up in the air, supporting those folks marching for their lives. Never again pound it there or support the local protests against the NRA and other crypto fascist corporate gun lobbies. And the military industrial complex, on and on and on. If you want to learn more about the Furious George Show, go to FuriousG.blogspot.com. You can hear all about the old shows, or you can hear all about how we like to support stuff going down nationally, internationally, and especially locally. We just had some really incredible uprising here downtown Chapel Hill, where the students brought down some serious facts about the gun lobby and other problems, including those problems spoken and articulate, most of which were I don't know, very inspiring. So support those folks marching for their lives. We were there marching in Raleigh. Fierce was with DJ Eddie Abbey, or actually DJ wasn't there, but DJ Charlie Char was there. DJ Ace Master Ace, DJ Chris Sister Cairo. Thousands of folks were in Raleigh. Thousands of folks were all over the thousands and thousands of protests going down. So support those things and cool happenings, however you happen to do it. We like to do it this way. Rock it out to some funky beats, place-based beats, local fun beats, if we can, like local musicians. Many of them will be rocking out here at the Moog Fest. Yeah, that's right. Furious has just got some invites for that, so stick around more, learn more about that. And we also want to just say thank you very much to the folks who helped put down those incredible protests in Raleigh and organize today's protest. So I just want to say that. If you're listening right now, sound of my voice. I just want to say thank you. We're going to get back into it. We're going to keep spotlighting the protest and take a turn here and there just to hopefully make people smile a little bit. Not go too bonkers for this totally insane situation we happen to be in. But hopefully it's all starting to make sense and we all realize that really comes down to the same corporate institutions that control our food and our water and our public education. Well, hopefully not the public education, but they're creeping in there. Our public media. That's why we need WCOM LPFM, local micropower place-based radio, non-commercial radio. So the same fight unites many of us. So in solidarity, we're going to keep rocking out here. If you can. Learn more about the station at WCOMFM.org. You can learn how to come in here and vent like Furious does. Or you can do some other fun stuff and help out and keep this cool non-commercial micro-powered community-based thing going. However you happen to help, thank you, including especially listening somehow, including driving through or downloading. Just don't do the same thing at the same time. Alright, I'm furious.
Ban on bump stocks and more universal background checks.
My community has become accustomed to this violence. gone, the NRA and those against us will win. They want us to forget. They want our voices to be silenced, and they want to retreat into the shadows where they can remain unnoticed. They want to be back on top unquestioned in their corruption. But we cannot and we will not let that happen.
I urge everyone here and everyone who hears my voice to join me in telling the stories that aren't told. To honor the girls, the women of color who were murdered at disproportionate rates in this nation.
If you listen real close, you can hear the people in power shaking. They have gotten used to being protective of their position, chewing safety, the safety of inaction. Inaction is no longer safe. And to that we say, no more.
You've heard us, but our promise will be stronger.
Kid's not scared. He's not scared of the NRA. He's not intimidated and scared by Laura Ingraham.
All of us owe a huge thank you to the Stone and Douglas students for starting this movement and inspiring millions of Americans to get involved across the country.
In the wake of recent massacres, America has been asking itself searching questions about its apparent addiction to guns. There are now so many tragic mass shootings, they actually air public information films telling you how to survive. I'm not making this up. This week, thousands marched on Washington to call for stricter gun control.
We will not step back!
Not in Britain.
But gun control faces an uphill struggle because some sections of US society seem to love guns more than their own children, and they feel under threat.
If only gun owners had some means of defending themselves.
Fox News did their bit for trigger lovers with a QVC-style rundown of some of the most popular killing machines on the market.
currently activating for gun safety should be pushing not for background checks or for an increased age limit on gun ownership, but that they should be pushing for a full repeal of the Second Amendment. And John Paul Stevens wrote this in a New York Times op-ed yesterday. And after realizing, many right-wingers, that the op-ed was written not by Led Zeppelin bassist John Paul Jones, but rather by 97-year-old retired Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens, they went bonkers calling for his head. And his point was, the demands that the students who have been activating, that the protesters who have been activating recently, that wave of demands, which includes good demands, right? Restricting access to some weapons, increasing the gun buying age to 21, background checks, all that stuff. He says that's all fine, well, and good. But he is taking the approach of encouraging protesters to campaign for the outright repeal of the Second Amendment to the Constitution.
Freedom-hating liberals are upset because I said instead of marching and protesting for gun control legislation, the Parkland students should take CPR classes. But who knows? CPR might stop a bullet. It might help remove a bullet. It'll probably work as well as thoughts and prayers, which is the main Republican mass shooting solution. These kids need to learn demanding your elected officials do something and represent you is not how democracy works. Having groups like the NRA spend millions bribing politicians to ignore the will of the people? That's American democracy, kids. And if you think the NRA is the only problem, remember, CNN pays me. They actually pay me to say stupid crap like this.
Kids in the row, as in this bullish advert accusing Obama of hypocrisy because his children have armed guards.
Are the president's kids more important than yours?
Yeah.
Charismatic NRA spokesman Wayne LaPierre also did his bit in a startling speech in which he claimed the only way to stop gun massacres in schools was to put more guns in schools because...
The only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun.
So what you're saying is, when the bad guy turns the gun on himself, he becomes a good guy and dies a hero.
Assault-style weapons. They're asking for a ban on bump stocks and more universal background checks.
Still
be 11, and we might still be in elementary school, but we know. We know life isn't equal for everyone, and we know what is right and wrong. We also know that we stand in the shadow of the Capitol, and we know that we have 7 short years until we too have the right to vote. To read, but it hasn't been written yet, you must be the one to write it. I urge everyone here and everyone who hears my voice to join me in telling the stories that aren't told. To honor the girls, the women of color who were murdered at disproportionate rates in this nation. I urge each of you to help me write the narrative for this world and understand so that these girls and women are never forgotten. Thank you.
Leaders of St. Sabina, and I'm here to speak on behalf of Chicago's youth who are surrounded and affected by gun violence every day.
Majority in America's greatest scared rabbit, Paul Ryan. And we look at all these Republican members that are scared to death of Fox News, of Laura Ingraham, of Rush Limbaugh. And what you see in this young man is a quality of character, fearlessness. And maybe that happens after you've been downrange of an AR-15 that kills your classmates and comes close to killing you.
Estimated the DC march alone was attended by 800,000 people, making it the largest single day protest in the history of the nation's capital. At least until Robert Mueller gets fired. See everybody in 2 weeks. And it was incredibly inspiring to see everybody marching for what they believed in. Of course, there were some homemade signs like, I want to live in a world where guns are harder to get than Hamilton tickets. I can't even bring peanut butter to school. If you need a machine gun to hunt, you suck at it. And the extremely compassionate thoughts and prayers for Republicans in November. Stoneman Douglas student Sam Fuentes, who literally could not contain her passion.
Politicians will scream guns are not the issue, but can't look me in the eye.
That is honest.
Built here in the triangle. These students here, they are asking for a ban on assault-style weapons. They're asking for a ban on bump stocks and more universal background checks. This rally had been starting.
This Easter, look out for the brand new and revised Trump Bible, second edition of the King Donald James Trump version. Truly, the King of Kings Scripture, edited and revised with easier and more enjoyable commandments, all overseen by our supreme leader and editor-in-chief. This new version includes prayers and passages for the elite peoples of God that are power prayers, with brand new passages like
do unto others before they do unto you. Thou shalt steal. Duh. Thou shalt kill. Endangered species. Thou shalt have a gun in every corner of every room in thy house to protect thee. For God cannot possibly be everywhere. Smite those that mock you. Thou shalt collude and cohort.
They are here. This rally hasn't started yet, but the main focus of this rally is voter registration. They feel like this is a key time.
And land on a bus. Because what if God was one of us? Just another slob on the bus trying to get home. And in the new book of Jared, chapter 10, verse 28, says, during end times, watch for the orange-haired demon who would marry his daughter and mimic disabled, for he speaks like a drunk preacher and pretends to be a man of the people.
Hello, kids. I want you all to know I, like, totally support you not getting killed by some wacko shooter. It's just unbelievable some nutso kid was able to buy an assault rifle 100% legally. But Donald J. Trump is not afraid of the NRA. We're gonna raise the age you can buy those big guns to 21, am I right? And let me tell you, we're gonna have background checks that'll make your head spin. We'll take the guns away from the crazies. Then worry about the court stuff later. Hell, we might even bring back the assault weapons ban. I love the kids so much.
We interrupt this broadcast while the president meets with the NRA's Wayne LaPierre and Chris Cox.
Okay, where were we? Like I said, I would have rushed in there even without a gun, believe me. Blam, blam, blam. We're going to train and arm those incredible, incredible teachers to be very adept at shooting shooters who are shooting at them. Am I right? Raising the age to buy a big gun is not going to happen, kids. Just not enough support. Background checks, we're good there, too. We can pass a law to make sure laws we already passed are, like, followed if you want. Everything else is up to Betsy DeVos. She'll study school safety and all that stuff. That's it. Now all you kids get off my lawn!
Your show, and we are rocking up here as part of the Michael Power Experience. It's coming up in the late night, Thursday night, WCOM LPFM Chapel Carboro 103.5. Go to WCOMFM.org, and you can always go to FuriousG.Bozbot.com and check out all the old shows. This is Mike Power.
That's it. Now all you kids get off my lawn.
Hammond, so scared. Not these kids, though. And I think that it's going to be definitional to the political debate that we see play out between, you know, November of 2018, when I think Trumpism will be roundly repudiated.
Go ahead.